Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. How are we?
Yeah, yeah. One of those days.
Do you think this year's going quick already, considering... Do you know there's only two more Fridays left in Feb?
Right.
And then we're in March.
Okay.
Are you stunned?
No. Are you?
Are you happy about that?
No, do you know what I said? Are you happy about that? Do you know what I've realised? I've come to realise over the years. At the end of every year, people go, bloody hell, this year's gone fast, hasn't it? And I just think we're actually just underestimating how fast a year is.
Nah.
Because every single year, people go, fucking hell. Can you believe it's a year ago already that this happened? God, another birthday, another New Year's Eve, it's gone fast. This is just how fast years are. They're actually quite quick.
So. I think the older we get, the quicker time goes.
Well, that is a phenomenon, I think, a little bit.
Do you not get that?
I think, I do a little bit. But I also just think a year isn't that long.
It's fucking long. 365 days.
Oh, wow.
Like... If you were going to give up something for 365 days...
Yeah. It would make a difference, wouldn't it?
Masturbating. You couldn't do that, could you?
No.
Ethan?
Oh, I've always been quite good at debating.
Very good.
Me and Manisha always have plenty of arguments.
Do you?
About wanking?
Maybe.
Right, in the world this week, stuff that I've spotted, it's always about food, isn't it? Have you seen that Heinz beans... are teaming up with cathedral cheese cheddar to create a pot or a can, I should say.
Yeah.
Or is it a tin? A tin of cheesy beans.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I can't help but think that needs to be, as soon as they're out next week, tried ASAP.
Yeah. That needs to be, we need to, let's say that that's being launched at 6 p.m. on next Friday, whatever. Yeah. We need to have pre-baked a dozen potatoes. For them to immediately, as soon as the shop's open, as soon as the Queen cuts the red ribbon on the in front of the beans, we are already there with our steaming hot, already buttered potatoes, and we just immediately pour it on. Instantly, that has to be potatoed within a split second, doesn't it? Nothing has ever been better for a potato.
I need to address something here, actually.
What?
And I love
you
this
too.
Guy's work, but have you seen the Spud Man? Who is going everywhere on TikTok and having queues around the corner.
No.
And I think he's a brilliant guy. He made the most out of TikTok and he's done brilliantly online. He has queues up and down the market.
For what?
For jacket potatoes. And I can't help but think, I mean, you see people reviewing it and he doesn't even use Heinz beans and he just throws some cheese on
there.
What
beans is he using?
Booker's. To the wholesaler's beans. And this is no hate to Spud Man.
Well,
he's got a lot of fans out there. My name's Joe Smith, if you want to direct
me. No,
hate
Joe McGraw is called.
But I can't ever feel the product isn't worth it. Although, to be fair to him, a jacket Spud is about £4.50 with cheese and beans. So it's like, you're not paying an arm and a leg.
No.
But you're queuing up for 2 hours for essentially a product you can make at home.
Yeah.
And is that a bad thing for me to say?
I think a little bit. If he's using a medium quality bean and just regular... Is it pre-grated cheese? Surely not.
I don't know if it's pre-grated, but he does sell a lot. I can't see him going for it like that.
No, I can't.
Daily.
And if he's using pre-grated, you've got that starch on there, aren't you? That sort of powder that stops it all sticking together, which to me stops it from melting properly. I mean, what's he doing differently? Is he...
No, that's the thing. What he's really mastered was just this amazing hype around... TikTok.
No, but what is he doing
like
to get
Binley
that?
Mega Chippy? What were they doing differently? Nothing. But for some reason, because it was called Binley Mega Chippy, everyone loved it.
It's a funny name though, isn't it, man?
It's a great name. And he's called the Spud Man. Another great name. And he does a lot for charity as well.
Chazza.
We like you, Spud Man. But I just don't know.
Is it true that he once covered a child in need in beans and cheese? Because he can't help spudding things. If he sees a child, a potato, a dog, his wife, a bus, he will bean and cheese it instantly.
Yeah.
Because he's become.
You don't want to know what tuna mayo is.
Oh.
I have to say, though, there's offshoots of the Spud Man that have nothing to do
when
with
leave
him.
It in the cupboard for ages and it starts growing them.
No. Yeah, that's good, though. That's cute, isn't it? There's people who are nicking his idea.
What, the idea to cook a fucking potato?
They got Spud
Woman.
Who's
stealing his idea? The Anglo-Saxons.
Spud Woman. The Spud Brothers. The Spud Dog.
No, not the Spud Dog.
No, there's not one yet, but there's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
So the jacket potato is taking off at the minute.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry, Joe, but you're not with it.
I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
Seen it? Have you seen how much this guy's gone viral?
I've seen the cues.
Google Spud, man.
I've never actually seen the Spud.
So
you've seen the cues, but never seen the Spud. Let me tell you how many Spud, man, straight away. Oh, my God, here he is. With a whopping, the Spud Army, 2.4 million views.
Let me see what he's doing here.
What do you mean, what he's doing? He's just serving Spuds. Spat a bit then, sorry. And again, no hate to the Spud man. He's just made the most of social media.
It's incredible. It's literally a GoPro strapped to a man who's dishing out bog standard Spuddy.
You know, the potatoes might be good.
What's he got? What, developed his own recipe or something? This is unbelievable.
No love, Spud man. Come on the pod. Should we get him on?
Yeah, definitely. You can slag him off to his face.
I didn't slag him off. Just like Carnivore Cam, where he eats crazy stuff. I won't slag him off.
Imagine getting them both on together. Completely incompatible human beings. I think they would be, yeah.
That'd be great. Do you know, like YouTube boxing? We should do like TikTok food boxing.
This is incredible. It's literally just... Because I've seen... I saw a video on TikTok the other day and I thought this might be the same guy where they have these really big potatoes. And his are big, don't get me wrong. They're plump. They're plump as hell.
You got big potatoes on you, Ethan.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah. They're big, lovely, big potatoes. And I saw a video where they open the potato, cut it into a sort of cross shape, and then they squeeze it, and then they put loads of butter and cheese on it, and then sort of mix that in to make like almost like a cheesy, buttery mash that you then put the toppings on, which I hadn't seen before, where they've pre sort of mixed and mixed. But he doesn't do that. He's just literally cutting it in half, putting a bit of butter on, and chucking a load of cheese on. Amazing. Fair play to him.
Fair play to you. I'd love him. We'll try and get him on the show. Yeah. If he's on, we'll get him on the pod.
I'd love to get him on. And if you can bring a couple of Spuds in.
Yeah.
Because I've been getting back into the jacket potato. What's your method, boy?
Of what?
Jacketing.
Sometimes I like to just get it and fucking launch it as far as possible. Yeah. Because it's shit.
Oh. Spudman has dropped
to
his knees.
No, not Spudman. Like, I'm jacket not potatoes
generally.
His.
You're taking off jacket potatoes.
Jacket potatoes are dead, aren't they?
No! You just said they're up and coming. They're up and spudding. How are you cooking it?
Just stick it in the oven for an hour.
Is that where your oven start to finish?
Oven start to finish, yeah.
Yeah. Ethan, I know what Ethan
I
does.
Just find
microwave
it boring.
Start to finish.
No. Fry.
You fry a full spud.
No.
He said for I.
Oh, I thought he said for I.
No, sorry. I get the potato. Uh-huh. And...
Step one.
And what I do is, I get loads of rapeseed oil.
Okay.
And I smother it. And then what I do is I put it in the microwave. No, sorry. First, before that,
this is incredible, isn't it?
I put loads of salt on it, and smother it all in, and I put it in the microwave, and then
for how long?
6 minutes. Wait, 10 minutes.
Medium rare.
And then I put it in the oven to make it all crispy. Yeah.
But you can't.
I'll do that.
Are you saying they're delicious?
I think they're delicious. They're very much a conduit for butter. And coleslaw and tuna mayo and beans and cheese and Nutella or whatever. But they are a very enjoyable meal. And it's a good way to be able to eat like 2 kilos of food without feeling that guilty. But the crispy skin of a spud is great.
No, don't get me wrong. When I eat it, I eat it. You know what I mean? I'm having it all. But I just don't. If do you know you're at a cafe and there's loads of like your standard cafe. What's your standard cafe menu?
Yeah.
Like a breakfast items, toasties, paninis, omelets.
Yeah, weirdly.
Jacket potatoes.
Sometimes you'll get an all week Sunday dinner type thing.
Yeah.
Jacket potato, and then you'll get like a sausage, eggs, chips and beans.
Yeah. The jacket is
last. Oh, pie. When you're imagining this cafe's menu, which cafe are you thinking of? Is there one in particular?
No.
I'm thinking of Roundtree's Cafe in the Arndale.
That is a good cafe.
The cafe where we had our first ever meeting for the Sloppy Joe's podcast.
It's Roundtree's. I was actually just when you a flash of when I used to work at a cafe in Bruntwood Park.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. That's their menu.
Is that the one that has a quite what would be the word? Sympathetic hiring policy.
What do you mean?
Is it there where there's a lot of... I think they work with a charity.
No.
Oh.
Anyway, they've got fantastic bolognese. They've got a fantastic... Joe, honestly.
And you're putting that on top of the potato?
No.
Oh.
They've got... So they've got your standard, like, boom, omelettes, paninis, toasties, and then they've got a... Just on its own, pasta.
Do you know sometimes this sort of chat that Joe's doing now, omelets, beans, toasties, sometimes I'll bump into him in the street and he'll just be sat at a bus stop by himself, just doing a similar routine, just out loud reviewing foods that he's had throughout his life. Boom, omelet, paninis, pasties, bolognese, belter. Like, just, excuse me, sir, are you okay?
It was fantastic. That was the place where she went, we've made... This was a great desk. I worked for there just as it tipped over into me going to uni for the first time. They went, we've cooked too many meatballs for a buffet. They're frozen. Do you want them? And I went, yeah, mate, these fucking... I came out with, like, I think I counted 124 meatballs.
Counted them as they were popping them straight in on the way. How many made it home?
Phenomenal. Well, of course you can't eat a meatball raw, can you?
Oh, they were raw?
No, frozen. You can't eat a meatball frozen. It was like a lollipop.
Certainly try.
Well, in the summer, everyone has fabs and I have a fucking meatball on the street.
Three of them.
Three.
Stacked with a little stick in it and a carrot. little meatball snowman. Perfect. I've got a little story for you.
Go for it.
Stingray. Not the TV show. Charlotte, a stingray with no male companion, is pregnant in her aquarium. Oh, how does that happen then?
Oh.
Charlotte, a rust-coloured stingray, hasn't been near a male for 8 years and has fallen pregnant.
It's happened before.
Has it?
Yep.
What?
The Bible.
Do you think, Ethan, that Charlotte is the new Mary? Elaborate.
It's happened before.
You keep saying it's happened before. So what happens now?
The Bible.
Well,
so happy.
Obviously, gets born in an aquarium.
Yeah.
Breaks free.
Yeah.
Follows the stars.
Yes.
To get to the Atlantic. And then they'll just fucking fly from then, fish. Maybe literally, who knows?
Jesus.
How incredible is that, though?
It's going to end up in the Atlantic.
Yep.
It's all the one sea, though, isn't it? Do you think it's weird that the seas are... split up and named differently?
Yeah, but there's literally points where the two seas meet and it's like different seas.
I know, I've seen that. Is that
crazy,
real?
That, isn't it?
Yeah. Can we put a video in of that? Because there's a video where the two seas, like the Atlantic and the ocean, the Atlantic, sorry, and the Pacific meet. And it's like, there's like a line down it and they're two different colours and they don't mix.
I'm not
what
putting
is
that
then?
In.
What?
I'm not putting that in.
No, why? It's not going to make it to the top 10 moments, is it?
Yeah, but it's amazing.
You are two seas. No, but it's all one sea, but you can't just call it the one sea.
You should. We really should.
Could.
I think we could.
It's all one water.
It's all just a bit of water, isn't it?
But buddy, are you worried, Ethan, that if this is the second coming, that the whole of the sea might turn to red wine?
not worried, Joe.
That's very good, Joe.
Not worried at all.
Oh, but do you excited? He'll be stood at fucking Clean Thoughts with his glass.
Wait, was Wark on the seafront?
Wark was next to the River Tyne, not near the sea. But the river was just connect to the sea and away.
Yeah, well, that is exactly how it
I mean, not in a way, by definition.
Yeah.
It must connect to the sea or attain to... Oh, really, it's just a... What? A stream.
In a way.
It's a canal.
Are you good at geography?
Not really, no. I know your sort of flags, capital cities type shit. But if you ask me, like, oh, what was going on in Uzbekistan 400 years ago, I'd have no clue.
Well, that's history, isn't it?
What's going on in Uzbekistan now, then I won't know. Is it with geo?
What do you mean?
I don't know where stuff is in relation to other stuff and how things link together.
Okay.
I know like the one-off stats, but I don't know like, is New Zealand right next to Australia? Don't know. Couldn't tell how far away it is. In my head, they're literally basically touching each other.
Really?
Yeah. How far are they?
Miles away.
Miles.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you ever go to New Zealand?
I would, but I'm not bothered.
What are you laughing at that question for?
I just wonder where we're going. Quite.
I have no idea where we're going. Well, you brought up this fucking Jesus.
But I think that's amazing, though.
Yeah, but what? Watch what we should say.
I brought up Immaculate Conception, something that's almost fucking impossible in the animal kingdom. You brought up jacket potatoes.
Sorry, but it must be foul play.
What, someone snuck a stingray in there at night?
Do you think's happened?
It must be foul play.
You accusing
Charlotte the stingray of lying, of having sex out of wedlock, and not telling her captors about it. Is that what you're really accusing her of?
I don't know what I'm accusing her of. I accuse you of bringing a shit story to the table.
Are you going to say in 9 months' time that something will be born that's half stingray, half aquarium worker called Steve? Is that what you're really going to say? Worked there has had sex with a stingray? Because that's absolutely fucking disgusting, Joe.
Right, well, we're down a cul-de-sac here. Ethan, have you watched any films recently?
No.
Right, I've got an agony bants. Agony bants. Agony bants. Agony. Agony. Bum, bum. Do you watch telly? Watch or?
Oh, no, not really, no.
You watch telly? Do you watch something?
I don't watch live telly, but I like watching TV shows after the fact.
What's the fact?
It's a TV show.
Right, okay. Here we go. I've got an agony bants here, which is also a mystery. So,
I love this.
Not very good at English, I know that this isn't great. This very worded email. I'm confused myself.
Okay.
So this might be a struggle, but it's an agony bants that we can all go with. Hello, boys.
Hello.
You can call me Joe if you want, but just that. Ah, he did attach. He's full naming himself here. My name cannot be known, for I have committed an atrocity. It must also be said all of this is true.
Okay.
So this story starts on last Sunday, the 4th of February, when United played against West Ham. I was up at my good mate's, let's call him John. We were celebrating United triumph against the mighty Hammers. Anyway, after the celebrations of the win, we went out to the pub for a few pints. As we were walking to the pub, we met up with another friend. We'll call that friend Neil. Mm. And we asked Neil, would he like to join us?
Like chicken licking this, isn't it?
Chicken licking?
Where the sky's falling down and they keep finding new people to join their little club and then they keep walking around and they're getting more and more people all the time.
And is that a film?
Well, it's a bore kind of film.
Yeah. Like The Rock Soup.
You never heard of the chicken licking story?
No. But incredible. KFC slogan. Chicken licking. What are you talking about? Where's chicken coming to it?
The character's a chicken.
So he's just getting about and then more chickens join.
Well, it's other animals. You get a beaver, an ostrich, an otter, you know, a fly.
One of my favourite. I've talked to you about The Rock Soup, Anna.
Mm-hmm. You said it then.
Yeah, but have I ever mentioned it? My favourite book as a kid.
Oh, you might have done it, actually.
Have I? What's it about?
I'm saying Mike because I've got questions and I don't fully know, but it rings a bell.
Yeah, with a rock soup, with the keys of rocks up and says, I can make the best soup in the world here.
Okay.
And everyone's stunned by him. Like, he's in a village. You couldn't believe it.
Has he got a TikTok?
No, he's not got a TikTok.
No social media presence whatsoever?
No, he's just doing it off the fly.
That's fucking shit. He was making fly soup.
This is ages ago, 2,000 years ago minimum.
Right, so what was it? He just had Facebook then?
He's got a rock and he's got some water in a pan. He said, you can't wait till you try this. All the villagers stunned. But he's like, actually, do you know what this does need? And he turns to one village. He goes, can you have a little bit of carrots? And the geezer's like, right, I fucking know what carrots. And then he goes to one person. He goes, do you know what also it could need? Could you have a little bit of pepper?
Uh-huh.
And then he goes around, could you do a bit of chicken? And anyway, he's using everyone's different talents around the village and what they grow and harvest to make the soup. And do you know what he does? With teamwork, he makes the best soup you've ever had. And I've never sat in a class more in my life fucking starving by the end of that story.
You stood up and gave it a round of applause. You were crying your eyes out.
Where can I get some of this soup?
That was like watching the Titanic for you, wasn't it? You were overwhelmed with emotion.
Where can I get some of this fucking soup? It sounded delicious.
I like that. That's a nice motto,
a nice
isn't
story.
It?
I think I'm the rock. No.
What, Dwayne Johnson?
I'm the guy with the soup because I'm not very talented, but I can use other people's talents, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, where are we? We met a lad called Neil.
I'm the Rock.
Neil said, do you want to join us? Neil's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So after a few minutes of walking together, I could tell Neil was on his phone a lot. And you could sort of tell he was stressing. But I wish he was only stressing. So after we went to the journey to the pub, we walked past a small forestry? I don't know. And Neil said,
Forestieri, he used to play for Sheffield Wednesday.
No. Neil says, boys, I'm dying for a piss. I need to go into the woods and relieve myself. Me and John held the fort to keep an eye out for some coppers. A lot of time passed and me and John were guessing where the bloody hell was Neil. We were joking that he was having a poo or something. But
classic.
What he was doing, we think, was much worse. Oh, we entered the woods and witnessed Neil abruptly putting his belt back on. What the hell's going on? John asked. Nothing, Neil replied. A lot spooked. Now we think Neil was a massive pervert. Then it goes... Then it asks questions where I don't think it's necessary. Is he a nonce? Is he a chronic masturbator?
Boys,
please can you debate what was on Neil's phone, who he was messaging, and what the fuck he was doing in the woods?
Okay.
I think I already know, unfortunately, but why was he doing it? Anyway, thanks for the amazing pod. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, Joe.
I don't think he was pulling the head off in the forest.
I do. Also, let's get nonce off the table, shall we?
Yeah, I don't know why. I think threw nonce in there.
Yeah, there's no need for that. Clearly, he was having a wank in the woods, wasn't he?
What if he was... Yeah, but you couldn't have needed a wank you just went in the forest.
He was juicing the goose.
Oh, man.
Maybe when he was having... He started off... Maybe. So he's texting someone. Maybe he's messaging someone on a dating app or something like that. It's getting a little bit fruity. And he goes, it's getting me a little bit... You know, warm under the jeans. I'm going to go for a wee and just cool off, just have a minute to myself. Then one thing led to another, and he's pulling his pisser all afternoon. What do you think?
I just was talking. This is an anonymous group of friends with We just talk about
an anonymous place. Group of friends. You've only got one group of friends.
The craziest place, maybe you were as a teenage boy. And I'm sorry if this is a bit crude, where, you know, teenage boys are dirty bastards, aren't they, where you've had a wank. And one of them said as an apprentice, he needed it that much.
A masturbation apprentice?
No,
What school did he go to?
He needed it that much. They were doing some work in someone's house and he just slid under the bed. And one guy said he needed one that much when he was walking home from school once in a field and no one was about. He just kept walking while he was doing it. Imagine that, dirty bastards. Anyway, I don't think Neil was doing it. I think he was having a shit.
Do you?
Yeah, I was thinking he might be on the phone to see if anyone would let him into their house for a poo.
Oh, you're coming in from that angle, aren't you? I suppose. Yeah. He's a man who's been caught short butt-wise quite a few times.
Ethan?
Oh, well... I don't think you can say nonce. I think...
We ruled nonce out, Ethan. We've already ruled that out. Nonce.
Yeah.
Although he will get free merch.
Oh yeah, that's nonce to the trumpet.
That's not a bot. That's just to clarify. I can't believe I have to say this. We do not have a free merch for paedophiles policy. That is not a thing. Joey's doing there is accidentally confusing someone who bought merch. Who then there were accusations about, but those accusations themselves were a joke. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No free... No, not that's free, not a no, thing. Because no. That might encourage... Anyway, no, Ethan.
Well, I think, first of all, if they're by themselves in the forest, no children about, you can't think nonce.
Stop saying it!
We've literally said we can rule
that
out.
Move on!
I think... I think if he's just... you know, why else would you can go to a building or somewhere to go for a shite or something. I think maybe the privacy of the outdoors appealed to him to just unleash himself a little bit. I don't think there's anything major here. I just think he feels a bit silly for getting caught.
It begs a bigger question, though. If no one's about, is there anything... Like, if you did a piss in the woods and no one was there to see you, it's not a crime.
Did it happen?
Well, no, that's not the point.
That's true.
No, that's not the that's not the saying anyway. If a tree
it
falls,
is the saying.
No, it's not. If a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, did it happen? That's not
right,
the saying.
If it wanks in the woods and no one was there,
did it happen?
Where? Yeah.
No, not did it happen. Did it make a sound? Anyway, if no one's about, do you think that masturbation should be looked down upon publicly?
Oh, it's tricky.
If there's no one there and you're in a area of natural outstanding beauty,
is it public land?
Yeah.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah. I mean, dogs shit in the woods.
Yeah, but you have to pick that up. Would you have your own separate, like, you got dog poo bags, would you have your own separate...
Yeah, just a small...
jizz bag.
A little cup or something. Anyway, yeah. But just anyway, fundamentally, yeah. do you think it's all right?
No.
Please, let's just cancel this out. No wanking in the woods. Just go home, dirty bastards.
Okay.
Right, anyway, get your agony bants into sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Quick 1 out of 10. What's up with you?
Oh, I was just saying, 1 out of 10. 1
yeah,
out of 10.
1 out of 10.
You eat what you've got in front. You eat what you've got in front of you first.
Oh, yes. A light tree.
I gave you this because I bought some for lunch and they're one of my favourite fruits and now you're going to eat it and you're going to pretend that you don't like it.
So. Never had one in my life. Looks like an acorn.
Acorn's it?
Oh, sorry. I've opened it. Oh, God. It's terrifying, isn't it? It does give you testicle vibes.
Yeah. Eyeball, testicle kind of hybrid, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks absolutely foul. Do you put the whole thing in?
Yeah, there's a seed in the middle, but it's not hard, so you're not going to crunch your teeth and it.
Ooh,
just
look
get
at
chewing
that.
On that.
Oh, my God, that light looks crazy.
Chuck it in. Whole thing.
It'll be nice. Oh, good job it doesn't make much noise when
I know,
you want.
It's
me,
juicy, isn't it?
Oh, there's an awfully big stone.
Oh, yeah.
He did say that.
Yeah. Back to the studio.
Back to the studio. Right, 1 out of 10 club.
No comment.
What we got? I have brought to you one of the worst snacks on the market, and okay. It is a shop-bought Scotch egg.
You're joking. You can't do this.
Awful.
You're joking.
A shop-bought Scotch egg is awful. And you may have defended them in the past. I remember it when I bought it, but I love a Scotch egg when it's fresh. Like Mr. Egg, what's he called at the Stockport Market?
He's called Mr. Murray.
Mr. Murray.
Always fucking someone who's selling something out of a stall. You like, always know them.
But these are
Mr. Egg.
These are shite.
Oh, Mr. Egg.
He's
the
close,
famous
isn't it?
Mr.
They're great.
Egg.
They're great.
I don't even want to try it. It's 1 out of 10. Ugh. Joe, it's dirty, isn't it? Don't.
So nice.
It's so dry.
It's
very dry.
It's got nothing to
I'll be
it.
Honest with you, it's very dry.
Yes, and I'm not having that you can heat it up or whatever. I'm taking the product as it is. A cold, shop-bought Scotch egg is so bad.
It's lovely.
It's not. Ethan, come and have a bite of this.
No, I don't want to. Listen, I know the game. Mr. Murray's Scotch eggs, proper Scotch eggs, proper well-made Scotch eggs with maybe a bit of chorizo, maybe a bit of black pudding, maybe mix
right,
it up.
Right, get on with
bit.
It. Get on with it, Canel.
Is a proper Scotch egg. This isn't quite as proper. Is it terrible enough to be a 1 out of 10? No. But is it as good? No. Do I want one now? I don't. And that's my review.
I think you're wrong. I think they're very good. And certainly in terms of the meal deal, there are 6, 7, 8 out of 10.
No, they're not. No, they're not. If you're getting them out over crisps, you're off your head.
But protein. Oh. Protein says hi from a distance as you're eating a big bag of McCoy's.
Lovely. Protein's getting a good fucking name for itself, isn't it?
Oh, we'll talk about that next week.
Okay. Do lots of teas. Next week, protein. What else are we talking about next week? Should we start doing teasers?
Yeah.
Although we'll sometimes record it in different orders.
We'll forget which ones we're meant to be doing.
Next week, join us and we discuss protein.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for watching. Subscribe to the Sloppy Joes.
Happy weekend. Bye.
Good weekend.
Bye, wave, Ethan.
Oof. Yes, I'll see you later. Bye-bye.